This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with author Joel Anastasi interviewing the Christ Consciousness as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, this Palm Sunday, this day to awaken your hearts to receive fully the Christ Consciousness. That was the purpose of Palm Sunday and is the purpose of Palm Sunday now. There have been many incarnations of my Christ Consciousness energy. Many of you know me as most recently as Jesus, as the past. Now my energy resides in all your hearts, and you are learning to fully access it now. This divine light of God, divine full moon coming fully on your Palm Sunday, all of this is in divine order. During this month of March, my energies are stronger than ever. Access your heart space and feel them. Your resonance will show you how to use them. How to let them in, to tie them in to the Easter season of the past and the present. In large part, erroneous belief systems support the idea that Jesus Christ's resurrection was something only he or I could do, that it was some kind of high and mighty miracle only achievable by a higher power through a certain religion. As a result of accepting this truth, humanity is experiencing lack and limitation and so-called death as a natural aspect of life. One of the most important reasons Christ meaning soul, dear ones, experienced the resurrection was to maintain and sustain an energetic pathway within your consciousness, our consciousness, who all of humanity is capable of employing each and every day. In fact, dear ones, there was no physical reincarnation of Jesus. The myth was based upon the marriage rite of the bride Mary of Magdalene upon Jesus at their wedding. It was a symbolic ritual of life and death. Remember, Jesus was a Jewish rabbi and followed all the rites of that time to marry and bring children into the world. And that is another story completely, which we can discuss at another time. Also remember, dear ones, when Emperor Constantine brought Christianity to the large realm from Ireland to Turkey, it was a political move since most of his foot soldiers were Christians and many others were as well. The emperor never cared about the original intentions of Jesus some 300 years earlier, so he shifted Christ's teachings to his needs of his political day. And he did allow the actual resurrection story to survive since it gave him more mystical power to merge his pagan beliefs with the Roman Catholic Church. Another example is that Jesus the man was born on January 6th, and that was changed to December 25th to match a pagan holiday showing the blending of pagan and Christian thought. Dear ones, we're not interested in changing anyone's beliefs. We are simply presenting the truth of what happened to the historical man you call Jesus that lived back then. Now, we shall further explain something that's meant by resurrection during this Easter season. This resurrection gift and energy is the promise to humanity of your transcending what we have been experiencing through lack and limitation and separation, evolving back into your divinity. The resurrection energy is being activated with your spiritual DNA and expanding chakra system ever more quickly during this Easter season when Mother Earth takes a massive outbreath, creating spring and rebirth of all there is. Winter is the in-breath of the planet. This is how our planet breathes and maintains and sustains our life upon and within her body. Resurrection means to return to a normal state of being by transitioning wounds and ego defenses to higher realms. Who you are not only God beingness, but also God being we as co-creators. The truth brings resurrection out of the miraculous into the universal law, an availability in which we can heal and restore all imbalances into the wholeness and oneness of creation. Seeing so-called death transmuting into life is the normal state of every divine soul. True resurrection transcends any one belief or organization that attempts to take ownership of anything that they did not create. If a plant that has been dormant all winter can come to life again through the resurrection energy from within the core of the earth at springtime, why not you, dear ones? This resurrection energy is actually available all the time, a limitless supply for you, always, dear ones. Take a deep breath and allow yourself, especially at this Easter season, to feel the resurrection energy awaken within you. Invoke the birthright empowerment until you can actually feel and know it. Connect with your higher self, I am present, and allow your affirmation to be, I am the resurrection and the life. With these simple yet powerful universal few words, you can build, employ this resurrection energy within you and throughout whatever needs to be healed and released from your emotional, mental, and physical bodies, thus world, dear ones. These divinely inspired words allow us all to resurrect ourselves from any and all crucifixions, learning to love self and others. Repeat several times out loud, I am the resurrection and the life, and follow these coded words with whatever needs to be healed and released from your life. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to accept with compassion and gratitude the divine gift of resurrection. Your divine birthright of always being able to resurrect yourselves back into divinity will be eventually the pathway to returning to your eternal, immortal state of being. Are you ready to resurrect and release whatever it is necessary in order to return to your divinity? This is the true Christ, meaning soul, second coming, a process of inside out, not outside in. Our ascending world awaits the resurrection of all human wounds and ego defenses into oneness now in your 2024 and ever before. Everlasting Easter season resurrection energy to one and all. How may we help you further at this time, dear one?
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this Palm Sunday.
You are welcome, dear one.
You know, as you well know, there's a lot of confusion as to just what is meant by the Christ consciousness. Would it be correct to say that the Christ consciousness is an ascended master that reincarnated many times?
It is your higher self, dear one. It is, in effect, is you. It is the divinity from which you came. It has had many teachers in incarnation, various incarnational cycles, starting with Sumeria, going into Egyptian, Greek, Roman, and on. But basically, it is a reflection of yourselves. Do you understand?
Well, Jesus was one of your incarnations, correct?
Yes.
And can you just say, you said so many rich and wonderful things in your introduction, but to keep it simple, because as you know, podcasts can be a difficult place to explore subjects and we don't want to confuse people. What was the meaning of Jesus' life?
Love. Simply love, dear one. Simply to be and do love, which is the universal intention of this planet, as you know, which was seeded by 12 various star systems.
You asked
every teaching, every word that came through Master Jesus, through the Christ consciousness energy, which this is, was a reflection of universal love.
You asked the question, are we ready to resurrect ourselves and return to our divinity? That, in a way, for me, sort of captures what Jesus represented. He demonstrated that we as human beings are all divine.
Exactly. How many times have you sat in a classroom when the higher realms addressed you and said, dear ones, or divine ones, and you looked over the shoulder and wondered who they were speaking about? It was always you, dear one.
Well, as you well understand, most of us were not taught that we were divine. We were taught through our various religions that we were sinners. So it's a real process moving from thinking of ourselves as sinners to thinking and accepting ourselves as a divine. That's a challenge that most of us, I think, on Earth are dealing with at this point.
That is the task at hand, is it not?
It is.
It is that, the task at hand.
And isn't that what the Easter season is really demonstrating each year?
To know who you truly are, to know it, not believe it, and to apply that knowledge. How would that change each and every day in humanity if everyone on the planet knew the truth of who they were and where they came from and where they will return to? What a different world it would be, dear one.
What a different world it would be indeed, because as we all know, the world is in such conflict. It's we all want to stay informed citizens of Earth, but at the same time, it's difficult to stay focused on the war and conflict that seems to be in so many places on Earth. If we could do what you just said, understand who we are, which is divine beings having an earthly experience, all of that conflict and separation would vanish.
In an instant, it would vanish in an instant, because the duality and separation and thus confrontation could not be there, could it not? It cannot be there in the presence of divinity, for divinity is the fullness of love.
You covered this in your introduction. You covered many, many things, and I don't intend to explore them all to keep this reasonably short. Would you just clarify for us, because we're talking about recognizing our divinity and that the Easter season is designed to demonstrate that awakening to our divinity every year, what the meaning is of Good Friday, Palm Sunday, Easter, as it relates to that idea?
As we spoke earlier, Palm Sunday is to open your heart and to receive the Christ consciousness. As Jesus, at that time, when I came into Jerusalem, and I was being welcomed by palms, it was strictly to allow that energy to go into each person's heart. Good Friday, the spiritual reality of Good Friday is the death of the old, the death of the unhealed. While there was not an actual physical resurrection, as religion teaches, what has been resurrecting all along has been your healing. Your healing from self, for humanity's chosen self is a way to experience creation, the relationship with self. And so, that is why so many of the higher realms teach about the relationship with self. Does that help you?
Yes, you told us, you encouraged us to feel the resurrection energy, and you gave the image of a dormant plant in spring coming alive. I found that vivid and powerful and containing the essence of the message.
In the core of the planet is this resurrection energy, which through the out-breath of the planet creates spring and summer, and in-breath and out-breath. That is the promise and the revelation and the example that it exists, that every spring is around you a rebirth, a resurrection of life, life eternal.
You may not feel it's necessary, but I'm wondering if you can give us an affirmation which will help us feel and absorb that resurrection energy and transform our consciousness.
As we said earlier, the sentence that can help you, the affirmation is, I am the resurrection and the life. You can employ also your I am presence in that, realizing when you begin the sentence with I am, that is the I am presence employed in this specific case. Is towards the resurrection and your eternal life. Does that help you?
Yes, that statement, I am the resurrection and the life. Because Jesus stated that, there are religions that teach that he was the only one God Son of God because of that statement. Clarify that for us.
Of course not. There have been many incarnations of the Christ consciousness going back to pre-recorded history on this planet, and even before that. So how could one religion or one person possibly be a reflection of an eternal energy that has existed since the beginning of the planet hundreds of millions of years ago, dear one?
What are some of the examples that people would know of that were incarnations of...
Look at the history of the Sumerian gods, then follow the transition of that into the Egyptian gods such as Osiris or Horus. Then see, as you look at Greek and Roman gods, and you will realize the only thing that changed were the names. The intentions and the activities of that energy was the same. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes. Well, I don't want to get mired down in history, because I think what's important is that we walk away from here what is empowering. And I think that statement that you have urged us to use, I am the resurrection and the life, would be a vehicle for making that happen.
Exactly.
So, would you have a parting message for us? We've covered so much ground in a very short space of time. Do you have a parting message as we leave each other?
To release, to transcend, to resurrect anything in each and every life that is not reflecting love at this time, to have it manifest fully, particularly during this Eastern resurrection energy season, as the energies become full, as the planets align, as the moons become full, all of the creation is conspiring to assist you. And to remember, dear ones, you have never been alone, and you will never be alone.